Blog Talk Radio.
All right, you ready?
I'm ready, sir.
Broadcasting from Cincinnati,
you're listening to the Ringside Reporter Podcast. All the news from the world of boxing right here.
Well, I'm talking to you the way I want to talk to you.
Now, here's your host, Eric Lorda.
Welcome to a very special Wednesday edition. Beep, it's a Wednesday, which can only mean one thing.
Big hump day, baby.
That's hump day. That's right. I forgot about that. It's hump day. Who would you like to see more on hump day? Us. You know what I mean? Who else would you like to see? It's got to be us, right? It's hump day.
Hump day.
Got to be some big news happening if we're on a Wednesday. Because my contract dictates Sunday only. The contract I got from Lois and the rest of Beeb Industry said I only have to work on Sunday. I get a call from Beeb Towers, and he was, you know, they were like, we need you today. We got some big, big news. All right, I guess I'll be there, you know. I mean, you know how it is. You know, I only work on Sundays, Beeb, you know.
You got to start reading the fine print.
That's right. That's right. I should start reading those contracts, you know.
All right.
All right, so the big news here today, once again, if you want to call in, 323-870-3857. The big news today is Teofimo Lopez, it was brought out yesterday, that Teofimo Lopez tested positive for COVID-19. He is now out of the fight on Saturday against George Gambosos. That fight has now been rescheduled for August 14th. My initial reaction and my reaction even now, I felt the same way about it yesterday. Sometimes you like to have a day to think about things, and so you just don't go off the cuff and everything like that. This was completely irresponsible on Teofimo's part. This was stupid. It could have been prevented. It should have been prevented, you know, and now we're hearing that he is symptomatic, that he, you know, that he has symptoms. There's just, you know, I can't scream loud enough how dumb this is and how this could have been avoided and how many people this put out, okay? How many people this put out? This affects everybody. This affects the undercard guys. It affects them probably more than anybody because now they got to go back to the drawing board. They still got to pay their coaches. I mean, how does that work? You know, you're in training camp. You got to pay your coach. Now you got to go through another training camp, pay your coach again. Or pay the trainers or whatever the case may be. Maybe they were waiting on that payday. They don't get paid Teofimo money. They're not getting paid the $6 million or $3 million or whatever he's making for this fight. So they're living check to check maybe. You know, who knows what they're doing. But maybe they need the money. Now they can't have it till August, okay? It affects George Gambosos. You know, he put out a statement. Let me see if I can find the statement he had. And this kind of hit everything on the head. From George Gambosos, he said, absolutely devastated. I've been away from my kids for 13 weeks. I flew my pregnant wife over to be by my side. I put every bit of my life into this camp with my team. I would have been undisputed champion this weekend. I know it and you know it. Your actions and decisions have affected not only our fight, but everyone involved in this fight. Pure irresponsibility on your whole side. Our time will come, I promise you, and the world that I'm going to take you out, and worse than ever for everything. Said you can run, but you can't hide, blah, 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 blah. And he's 100% right. You know, the promoters who put all the money into this, you know, Triller who spent $6 million, all the performers on the undercard, you know, all the musical acts or whatever, you know, Triller does the musical acts, the people, the actual fans who bought tickets to this thing, the fans who made travel plans, bought plane tickets, bought, you know, some of those plane tickets, sometimes they're not refundable. You got to watch it. You got to watch what you buy, the hotel room. Sometimes you have to pay in advance. Now, can you move them? I don't know. You know, it was just stupid. It was irresponsible. And I'll say it again, man, and I've said it all through this thing. There's no reason for it. you have, it's not even like back it was a couple months ago where you had to get on a waiting list to get this thing. You can go to CVS now and get one. You can go to Walgreens now and get a shot, or your doctor and get a shot. There's no reason not to do it. And for you to do something like this, and I mean, why would you not get the shot? I don't understand that. Knowing all this money and everything like that, everything that's on the line, if you don't get the shot, listen, and let me tell you something. I have zero sympathy, zero, for Teofimo Lopez right now. I have zero sympathy. I also heard, I think it was Chacal said, or maybe I read it somewhere, that he's got asthma as well, and that he's also symptomatic. I don't know if he has asthma or not, but if he has asthma and yeah, now he's got this thing and he's symptomatic, he may be in for a long haul with this thing. Who knows? I have zero sympathy for Teofimo Lopez right now. None. He put too many people out, and this whole thing is generated out of stupidity. It was completely stupid. For whatever reason, you didn't want to get the vaccine. I mean, that's like developing polio now when they got a vaccine. You know what I'm saying? Everybody gets vaccinated for all this. You know, when you're a baby and everything like that, you get all these shots, all these boosters, all these, you know, so you don't get this. You get this as an adult, and you're saying, no, I don't want to do it. For whatever reason, you know, it's just stupid. It's completely stupid. What was your reaction when you heard the news yesterday?
There was so much going through my mind yesterday because I'm a sick individual with all these conspiracy theories. And I listen to what people say. I listen to rumors. And then I try to, you know, dissect and unpack these rumors and see if there's any validity to them or if they're even plausible. One rumor out there was, well, the event wasn't selling well. Plus there was too many events on, on the Saturday coming up. They were concerned about the pay-per-view numbers. That was one rumor.
Stop.
You know.
So they're going to spend all this money. They're going to inconvenience all these people. Again, all these people are going to be inconvenienced. All that money that was spent on the event. And they're going to move it because they say tickets weren't selling. Who said tickets weren't selling well?
Yeah.
What was it? LRB came out. LRB, the big mouth LRB came out with some statement.
People just run with it.
People just ran with it.
Yeah.
Nowhere has that been proven. Nowhere.
Then people are blaming Floyd for pushing him off the original date. But even still, he still should have been vaccinated. Wilder and Fury got vaccinated. Was Kambosos vaccinated? Did he say he was vaccinated or not?
I don't know if he was or not. I don't know if he was or not. All I know is he doesn't have it.
All the other athletes, all the NBA players got vaccinated. Everyone's gotten vaccinated.
Every other athlete seemingly on the card did not get COVID except for one.
Yeah.
One idiot.
Just makes sense at this point to get vaccinated because I know a lot of people, they're not all on board with these vaccines. I know everyone has their own beliefs or whatever, but you have to understand if you don't get vaccinated, it's just going to delay us getting back to normal. Now, obviously, if you have a medical condition and you can't get vaccinated, that's one thing. I don't want to tell people that if they can't. My uncle has a disease. I forget what it's called. Something
different animal. Completely different.
Of course,
animal.
Yeah. He's got like I think it's called Bain something Marie's syndrome or whatever. He can't get vaccinated. He can't get any vaccines. That's a different story.
Right.
But if you're able to get the vaccine. I even heard people say, oh, well, it seems like they're forcing us to get the vaccine, so I'm not going to get it just because I feel like I'm, again.
Then I have no sympathy for you.
Yeah.
I have zero.
Because you have to understand that, you know, if you don't get the vaccine, then you can get COVID and you can pass it to somebody.
Right. You're not thinking about anybody because now he's got his father. I don't know if his father was vaccinated, but his father's up there in age too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So now what?
Yeah.
Now you put your mother, your father, your girlfriend, your baby, everybody else like that in jeopardy because you're an idiot.
Yeah, so that's the big thing. Then I heard tickets weren't selling well for the event.
Yeah, Giving Quality for Life said ticket sales did drop dramatically. Great. I didn't see that anywhere. Only place I heard that from was Leonard Ellerbe. That was it.
Yeah.
That's the only legitimate source that I heard that from. And he's not a legitimate source.
Yeah, I'm not gonna confirm or deny any of these rumors. Maybe the event wasn't doing well, but still, it still may not do well on the August 14th date. Who knows? But that's irrelevant you hit the nail right on the head. You're supposed to get, you're an athlete and you need, and Bob Arum said the same thing you're saying right now. And you know, you're fighting for big money. Why jeopardize your paydays?
David DNX says that Tio has asthma. Would that be a problem? Yeah, probably. Yeah, if you get COVID and you have asthma, yeah, probably.
I'll tell you one thing.
You know
thing,
what I mean?
I had childhood asthma, mm-hmm. but I have very bad allergies to everything. I'm allergic to ragweed, tree pollen, grass pollen. So when I got COVID, I got congested in my chest. Very, you know, I felt a lot of my asthmatic symptoms because when I deal with my allergies to pollen, dust, and everything that I'm allergic to, cats, dogs, whatever, I'm allergic to everything. You know, during those times when pollen's high or I'm around animals, I get those asthmatic symptoms. And the COVID did bring out some of my asthmatic symptoms, even though I was still able to deal with it. But it doesn't help having asthma. That's definitely
any underlying condition can hurt you here, you know. And so if this affects it could affect your breathing. It could affect a whole number of things. And again, I have zero sympathy.
Also,
zero.
So Camp Bolsis is not vaccinated either. So he can't really talk.
How do we know?
Well, Dan Raphael tweeted it, so I don't know. Again, I'm not confirming or denying. If I don't know for a fact, I'm not going to confirm or deny anything.
Yeah, I have no idea. Dan in the chat also said you can get COVID even after your vaccine. Listen, the vaccine is, what, 95% effective against it or some ridiculous amount?
There's only one person that we know of that
I haven't heard of anybody.
Bill Maher. Bill Maher was vaccinated, and he actually got COVID after being vaccinated.
Bill Maher's another moron. Bill Maher's another moron because he was out there trying again. I mean, he goes out there and, you know, he had self-admittedly went out there partying and everything like that.
No,
and
I know.
I'm
on board with you, Eric. The chances of getting COVID after getting vaccinated, you're going to get a better chance of getting struck by lightning. That's what a doctor told me. So, yeah.
Yeah, Dan Raphael just started 3 hours ago says that George didn't get vaccinated either. All you guys are morons. All of them. If you did not get this vaccine, nobody can talk. Promoters really out of you know, because you can't force anybody to get it. I get that. But promoters really ought to say, you know what, look, if you want this fight to happen or be on pay-per-view, you're going to have to get vaccinated. That's it. Because I got to protect my investment. And the promoter's not doing this. The promoter's not doing this and not mandating it. They're just as much. They can't really say anything about this.
Yeah.
You're in charge. Nobody else. It's your show. Your show.
Given Quality says,
up, Given Quality, you moron.
I'm not spewing out because Fauci still wants people to wear masks. He's on the opposite end. He wants these COVID restrictions.
You know why they changed their mind? Given Quality. You know why they changed their mind, or why they seemingly changed their mind according to you?
I don't believe
because science evolves. That's why. Because it evolves. Think of how much you knew about this last year. Think about how much you know about it now. It evolves.
He's on the Floyd team. So
let me tell you what. Anybody who says, you know, who wants to spew out this nonsense about Fauci, about anything, about, oh, the government's lying to us. Listen, again, I have zero sympathy for you.
I mean, if you're anti-vaccine Given Quality, I'm not going to try and change your mind, but just know that I got the vaccine about, what, four months ago? I got about 10 COVID tests since then. I haven't gotten COVID again. So
there you go. There you go. I've had it. My entire family's had it. Nobody's had COVID.
No, you're a Floyd fan, Given Quality. I didn't say anything about Fauci. You're a Floyd fan. And Leonard Ellaby has a beef with Triller. And because you're tribal and you're on a team, you're going to just think the worst of this event because Triller's putting it on. And your man, Ellaby is Dean Floyd, just like you.
Yeah.
This is why when you're on a team, you pick the side, bro. You pick the side. And I'm glad you never got COVID, but you still can. You still can get it.
Yeah, it's funny. Whatchamacallit, Chandler M and I have a pie bet for this fight. I took Teofimo and he took Camboso, so whatever. So that'll be extended to August 14th. And I tell you what, I hope I get smashed with a pie now. I really do. For the, you know what I mean? It's just, it was stupidity. It really was. Just a bad move.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
If we go to the website now and we check the ticket prices, how are we supposed to know what the ticket prices were originally if we didn't go there?
Idea.
There's no way I could find that out given quality. Again, you have to speak with logic. If I go on the website right now and check the prices, I don't know if those were the prices from originally or if they changed. There's no way I'm going to be able to know. I'm not saying you're wrong or you're right. I'm saying I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm not going to make a statement if I have no evidence to back it up.
Right.
I'm not on a team. Me and Eric are on one team. It's called Ringside Reporter. That's the only team we're on. We're not on anyone else's team. We haven't chosen a side. We're not PBC. We're not Top Rank. We're nobody.
Yeah.
We're Ringside Reporter. Given quality, there's no way to determine it. Right. I don't know what the original prices were. Why should I do? How can I do research? Where am I going to be able to find out how the original? Help me out.
So we're going to go. So our thing is we have to go to every fight that's been made and see if ticket prices drop. You kidding me?
We're gonna do, bro. How am I going to know what these ticket prices started out as? And then if you go on StubHub, they're going to inflate the prices anyway. So it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. There's no way. I know you want to be on LRB's team because LRB hates Triller, and you want to hate Triller. That's fine.
Why does LRB hate Triller so much?
Well, because I guess Triller got mad because of what they did with their pay-per-view. They put their date on the same weekend as their date. And then the black, you know, LRB has a legitimate complaint because they don't like each other. They don't like each other. That's not my problem. That's not my business. But that's where the beef stems from. So it is what it is.
Given quality says, I don't get the Triller angle. Doesn't matter. They're in business. I mean, we don't have to get it. I didn't get the zone angle. You know what I mean? I didn't get the zone angle when it came out. A lot of people didn't, but they're in business. So they show fights, and that's kind of where it ends for me. I mean, I don't care what they do or who's in charge of it.
Put it this way, given quality. I have a membership to ESPN Plus. I have a membership to DAZN. I don't have a membership to Triller because
30
I'm
bucks
not really,
a month is a little steep. I don't
I'm
know.
I'm not going to pay 30 bucks a month. I'm not going to pay for it. So,
and you know what? We looked that up. I looked that up. It's 30 bucks a month for Triller. For, you know, I guess you get the basketball, you get the fights or whatever, and then you get or you can pay $300 a year. Excuse me.
I'm not going
to
do that.
30 bucks a month to watch what? Logan Paul? I mean, really? Like, what are you? What?
Because all of the top boxers.
Or Mike Tyson, you know, and he's not even on Triller anymore.
First of all, Teofimo Lopez will probably never be back on Triller again because he just re-upped the Top Rank, and Top Rank's going to try and put him on ESPN as much as possible. So I agree with you. I don't get the Triller angle either because there's no fighters left for them to take right now. Everyone is already spoken for in terms of promoters. And PBC fighters are PBC fighters. I don't see anyone going to Triller. I don't see Teofimo Lopez going to Triller exclusively. I don't think they have any fighters exclusively. So
it's listen, man, I'm with you. It's a weird concept.
I don't see how they're going to be able to succeed in boxing if they're just going to keep doing one-offs.
Well, and $6 million for this fight. We said it when it first came out, like, whoa, that's a lot of money for this fight. You know what I mean? I mean, it's just a lot of money for this fight. But hey,
but
there's
no way I can prove or deny that, I mean, I believe that Teofimo Lopez has COVID. I don't think that you could.
Okay, well, let's talk about that for a second, okay? And you know, like I said, all the conspiracy theories. Again, man, you know, they're gonna put all this money into this date, And they're saying, well, because tickets aren't, you know, speculation is that ticket sales aren't good. I don't know where you're getting that speculation from. Nobody's wrote articles on it or anything like that. I mean, it's only your own, it's in your head, whatever you believe.
Well,
Ellerbee said it. So it's like, and Ellerbee has been dumping all over this event forever.
And they've been dumping on his event because they were mad because they got bumped up. And I get it.
I get it.
I don't think either side is wrong.
Right.
But because both guys are kind of like emotionally vested now into their argument, now it's more along the lines of emotion. Facts, a lot of times when emotion comes into a dispute, what usually happens? Facts get thrown out the window. Now it's all whatever.
Where?
So
Given Quality says he thinks T.O. has a weight issue. Do you think he could be faking COVID? Blah, blah, blah. Listen, man, like, where do you guys come up with this stuff? With conspiracy theories, sometimes the easiest, the most logical thing and the actual truth is what you see.
But Ellerbee is the only one that has said that they changed the ticket prices. Ellerbee is the only one that's saying that they haven't done, they're not selling.
I haven't seen an article anywhere.
No one else has said it.
No
credible
place.
You're quoting Ellerbee because your team Mayweather.
Right.
You've taken a side. That's fine. Just say I've taken a side. That's okay. We're not going to get mad at you because you're taking a side. Say I've taken a side. That's all. Take a side.
Right. You know, I mean, it's, you know, I don't know.
If you can get another source
I don't understand. Why is it every time there's a, you know, a fight gets moved, a fight gets delayed, somebody gets injured, all of a sudden there's 50 conspiracy theories coming out here. I don't get it. I really don't. I mean, it's odd to me.
Now we got weight issues from Camposa. So, I mean, where are you hearing this stuff?
Yeah, right. I mean,
all right. So you follow me on Twitter, right? DM me all this proof. DM
right.
it to me, and if you're right, then I will definitely say you were right.
Absolutely.
I have no problem. If you can just show me that, then I would be more than willing to just say, hey, you were right and I was wrong. That's fine. But we still can't say that Teofimo Lopez does not have COVID. I don't feel comfortable saying that.
No.
I just don't.
No, because he's taking a lot of static for all this, you know? I mean, Bob Arum came out and said he was irresponsible with the whole thing, you know? You know, and, the fight's this weekend. You know, I blame Triller for most of this. I blame Triller, you know, they've got a good share of the responsibility here. Because why weren't were these guys in a bubble? You know how, like, Top Rank used to do the bubble? I don't know if they still do it or not.
I wish Given Quality would call in one day.
Call in now.
Just,
I mean, you can call in right now.
Just explain yourself. I mean, I'm willing to hear you out. I'm willing to give you the benefit of the doubt. Because you always think that I'm just against you.
The one thing that I can't stand is when people, like, when we go back and forth, call in and let's talk about it, and then they won't call in. Because they think they're going to get slammed or whatever the case may be. We'll listen.
Listen to you. Of course I can read.
Everybody can read, yeah, except Floyd.
I went to college. I mean, I can read.
Yeah, we went to college. We spent a little time in college, B.
Okay.
We're pretty smart guys, you know.
I'm reading your comments, right? So of course I can read.
You can't spell. Maybe you can read, but you can't spell.
I'm not a great speller.
CNA.
I'll concede that point.
Yeah, what is a UCNA read?
Yeah.
Given Quality. Yeah.
He'll never call in.
He'll never call because he's a keyboard warrior.
Because he'll have to explain himself. Probably.
Right. And you can't do that.
He's not willing to do that.
Right.
So. Yeah, I'm not comfortable saying that Teofimo Lopez doesn't have COVID. I'm not comfortable.
You know why we're not comfortable saying it? Because it's not true.
Yeah.
It's not true because he's got COVID. Why would anybody lie about having COVID?
Yeah.
Why would you lie about this? So let me understand this. So Triller and their executives, Ryan Kavanaugh and everybody, got T.O. in a room and said, listen, tickets aren't selling that well. We're going to need you to take one for the team here. I need you. Hear me out, T.O. Hear me out. All right. Listen, I'll give you another $50,000 on top of this.
Oh, you can't explain it. He just said he can't explain it. Okay. Then you can't explain it.
Can't explain
it
anymore. Just stop. There you go.
Yeah, you can, so you can't explain it.
Can't explain it. There it is.
You're just
all right,
making.
We get it. Making stuff up.
All right. That's fine.
I get it.
Go ahead, Eric. I'm sorry to interrupt you. Go ahead.
So Ryan Kavanaugh sits across from T.O. like, hey, listen, we're going to need you to take one for the team, son. Listen, we're gonna need you to say you have COVID. We'll give you $50,000. Okay. All right. I got COVID. I got COVID.
What happened? We got this doctor at fucking Lawrence Memorial over there.
Yeah,
he's gonna write you up. He's gonna write you up a medical report.
We got a doctor over there who you know works
it.
For us, and yeah, I would do it. Marco said I would do it for $50,000. I would do it for $50,000 too, man. But can you imagine that taking place? I mean, we need to make you the fall guy, son. You know what I mean? Like what? Come on, man. All right, guys, we got quite a few people watching here. Come on, give us a thumbs up. Give us some love, man. Come on. Listen, man, we don't ask you guys for much. And you guys, honestly, I'll be honest with you, I'm not in a great mood today. But you guys don't always give us a lot either. All right? I need you to get the thumbs up here. Come on. All you got to do, I'm not asking you to work in a coal mine. All I'm asking you to do is hit the like button. That's it. How simple is that? I didn't say give me money. I didn't say give me diamonds. I just said hit the like button, son.
Yeah. It's not like you have to get down and drop down and give us 20. It's just
right.
one little touch of a button. That's all it is.
Yeah. Not working in a coal mine, my man. Omar says it shows, Eric.
both Eric and I have, like, our allergies are kicking the shit out of us right now. As
you
can tell,
me and B probably got COVID, you know? I mean, heck with Tio, we probably got it, you know?
No way. Don't even wish that on me again.
Oh,
God. You never got it, huh?
No. No.
Knock on wood.
Yeah, not
I'm
the
glad,
we
I'm
were
glad.
Lucky. I mean, we were lucky. I mean, we did wear a mask everywhere, and you know, we wore a mask everywhere and stuff like that, and just kind of stayed in, you know, in your little bubble or whatever. We didn't go out a lot and just kind of stayed home. But we were still lucky because a lot of people did the same thing and they ended up getting it.
I'm so glad you didn't get it though, because you have elderly people in your family.
Well, my dad was going through. I mean, by the time Blake said, my dad was going through chemo
But you have in-laws. You have in-laws too.
Right? Yeah.
That you interact with too. So
yeah.
You have a lot of people.
Well, I tell you, man, my aunt and uncle got it. They both wound up in the hospital, and my aunt, I mean, was real close with that one. I mean, she was in there for a while and came back out, and she's still as effects from it, you know?
Yeah, that's horrible. So given quality says business is business. And if Tio versus Camboza was projected to sell, they wouldn't have moved it off the first date.
Sure.
Then Bob gets Tio to reconstruct and now another delay or cancellation will be next. Okay. And all this is based off of what?
His own insanity. That's what it's based on, you know? It's all based on his own insanity.
Well,
he has no proof of anything. It's just his stupid theory, you know.
Well, the guy is supposed to fight with COVID. The guy's got COVID, so he's supposed to fight with COVID.
You know. Hey, listen, man, we got a big pay-per-view going on. If you got COVID, listen, I'm just going to need you to push through it. I know you can't breathe and everything like that. And I just need you to push through it.
And you could infect a lot of other people, but that's the price. That's the price they pay for tuning in or showing up to the event.
Right?
No way. Just no
Come
way.
On,
Come
man.
On.
Stop it. Just come stop. On. You know how dumb you sound right now? You know, like, come on, man. Stop.
You know what's so crazy? Anyone can say anything right now, and they just don't have to – we're supposed to just believe everybody.
Right.
Coppinger can put the word sources in front of anything he wants, and automatically that's friggin' gospel.
Yeah.
It's a shame. It's a shame, bro.
Grievous says, did you believe Boris Johnson had COVID? Yeah. Yeah. Why would he fake COVID? Why would Boris Johnson fake COVID? You know what I'm saying? Like, what's the payoff? And what's the payoff? Okay, so what's the payoff? Okay. In every conspiracy theory, you have to have a payoff. Okay? So, like, what payoff do you have for Teofimo faking COVID?
Listen,
the payoff is there.
Listen, they could put this fight on any date. I just don't think it's going to sell. People are not going to pay. No one knows, with all due respect, not many people know who George Camposis is.
No. No, he's not exactly a household name. Tiafimo's not exactly a household name either.
So no matter what date they put it on, it's not going to really – it's not going to make that much of a difference if they move it. It's just not going to make that much of a difference.
Who's on that undercard? I mean, there's not anybody major on that undercard.
Evander Holyfield is fighting Kevin McBride in an exhibition.
Jesus.
That's the quote. That's the quote.
That's what you're going to pay $30 for. That's what you're going to pay $30 a month for? You know what I mean?
Rachel,
is it $30?
See, look at the lies. Look at the lies here. Burchell fought through COVID. No, he had COVID. He recovered, and he tested negative, and then they let him fight after that. That's a lie.
Stop it.
That is a total lie. See, now you know he doesn't like. Now he doesn't like Top Ranks. He's calling
so
Top Rank top stink.
It's not about payoff. It's about T.O. restructuring his Top Rank deal, and now Aram has
okay.
a plan. Stop it.
Do you know why I think T.O. stayed with Top Rank? Because he knows all the 140-pounders are at Top Rank. That's why he didn't leave.
Yeah.
He came back quickly from COVID. No, because when you get COVID, you only have to quarantine for 10 days. That's the new guideline.
Mm-hmm.
You only have to quarantine for 10 days, and then you're able to go back out into the general population.
Well,
you don't know what you're talking about. I work for the health department, okay? I work for the health department in my city. I know all the COVID guidelines. I know all of them, okay? I speak with the nurse for the city who's in charge of the COVID protocol. And you only have to quarantine for 10 days, and then you can go. When I got COVID, I was told I could go back to work in 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
So that's – if you're not hospitalized, you can go back to work in 10 days. Or you can go back to doing whatever you want to do after 10 days. So it's not like you have to friggin' quarantine for friggin' 6 weeks. That's not what it is. So you don't know what you're talking about. I work for the health department.
Tony Yeo says, have you heard the Triller is going public on Wall Street? I have not heard that. But I tell you, it doesn't surprise me. I know that I think the UFC, I think the ones that the AME or EMI or whatever it is, they went public as well. It's interesting, though, that they would go public because they're just kind of getting a start. I don't know. Maybe they've been around for a long time, but they're just kind of getting their start, their feet wet in the boxing community. I don't know. But Tony Yeo, no, I haven't heard that, but I do think it's very interesting for sure.
So now he thinks that where were they fighting? Where was Teofimo and Kambosos fighting?
Wasn't it in Florida or something like that? I don't know.
Okay, so
let me double check.
So what is Florida just supposed to automatically have a date in 2 weeks ready for Teofimo and Kambosos?
Yeah, let me see.
Did you ever think that they got the next available date? That's why. You think it's that easy for people to just pull a date out of their ass, and then they can
Miami.
Just put it?
Lone Depot Park in Miami.
Okay, so what if there's no other events available? Like, what if there's no dates available? What if there's no dates available? That's the thing.
Oh, look, Teofimo Lopez is in the chat.
We're defending you here, sir, because you're being accused of lying about having COVID.
We don't know how much COVID will affect Teo post-COVID. I think that's the bigger question, especially if he has an underlying condition like asthma. That's going to be pretty major. I mean, that could be major. Now, they've made pretty big strides on this.
But how are they expecting – in 10 days for that arena to just have a date ready for them.
Right. 10 days. What if again, he's symptomatic. He ain't coming back in 10 days, son, if he's symptomatic.
So now given quality saying the fight's going to be canceled.
Okay.
How can you cancel a mandatory?
He doesn't know what he's talking about. He's on a team.
He doesn't like Top Rank. And he likes the Mayweather squad. He's on a team.
Let's go to the phones real quick. 386. 386, you're live. 386, you're live.
Oh, Joe, that's me?
Yes, you're 386.
That's me?
That's
oh,
you.
Shit. Okay, my bad. This is Major Key Boxing, my bad. What's going on?
What's happening, man?
What's going on? Do you believe Teofimo Lopez has COVID or not? Do you think he legitimately has COVID? Because the rumor is
man,
he doesn't
that,
have COVID.
That's why I called in, because I didn't hear the beginning, right? And I want to know, because I heard you, Beef, saying that you work for healthcare, and I understand that I also sell healthcare plans and stuff like that. I'm an insurance agent, you know, and one of the things that that I know is that in every district there's different protocol. So I know that it might be a little easier maybe in your particular district or your area code, your county, but not necessarily everywhere. So that's what I'm trying to understand. And don't get me wrong, I'm not discounting what you said. I just want to understand, right? So when we're dealing with this subject, right, is it really where Teofimo is, because let me preface everything first and foremost by saying this. I've heard somebody very close to them saying that they don't even believe that he has COVID, and they feel like it's more of a business strategy. So I'm not even going to like say that you're wrong if that's where you're going with it, right? But I also think that, man, are we at that point where COVID is that nonchalant that we don't even believe that COVID exists anymore? So I don't know. That's my question to you guys first.
Right. I mean, what business reasons would it be? Because, again, it's his mandatory, so he's going to have to fight. So I don't know what the business reasons for him, you know, just saying he has COVID and everything like that. Not to mention, again, okay, go ahead, please.
Yeah, I can explain that based on what I was told, right? So the business strategy behind it, supposedly, right, being the fact that he just re-signed a deal with Bob Arum, right, and it having to do with something as far as leverage when it comes to that.
But there really is no leverage because this is mandatory.
Do I have to go deeper?
No, I do. I do, but I'll tell you this. Okay, so when this went to purse bid, what did Arum bid on it be? Like $1 million or something
like
crazy?
Like a million.
And then Matchroom, I think, bid $3 million. And then these guys bid $6 million.
Yes.
So yeah. I don't – is this Teo's highest payday?
Yes.
Right. But there were three other fights or four other fights on the same night. That's what I'm trying to say. Like they felt like there was too much digging into the pot. I don't know if you follow me yet, but you know.
No, I do. I see what you're saying. I see where you're going with it.
No, I know what the rumor is. The rumor is they don't think it's going to do well on pay-per-view because there's going to be too much competition on that night. I get it, but
yeah.
But
that bought tickets and everything like that? It's just. Because there's no guarantee those guys are coming back. There's no guarantee they're going to be able to make it 2 months later.
I don't think there's any assurances or guarantee that even on the August 14th date, this event's going to do well.
That's
so
true.
It's not a great fight for pay-per-view.
It's not really a fight that you would think that would be on pay-per-view. So I don't think it's going to give it that much of a boost by moving it off to August 14th.
No.
My opinion. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, no, I agree. That's exactly what I was asking you guys. I was not going to any particular corner in my own opinion. I'm literally asking you guys' opinion because I'm right now up in the air. Mm-hmm. I have my own channel. I can give my opinion, but I haven't because I'm up in the air. That's why I'm talking to you guys. So I'm trying to build with you guys. So when it comes down to it, when is Manny Pacquiao's fight?
August 28th? Is it August 28th, Beeb? I think it's somewhere around there, 24th or 28th.
Yeah,
it's late August.
And then, if Plant signs with Canelo, right? That's going to be probably September, 8th or something like that, or along those lines?
September, it'll be the weekend of September 16th, that Mexican Independence Day
It's very tough, man. It's very tough. That's exactly why I posed the question. That's why I was trying to preface everything by saying that I'm not taking no sides on this one. I'm just saying, like, hey, this is a weird situation where they, you know, if somebody says it's for business strategy or if they say it's not for business strategy, if it's really COVID, then if it's really for COVID, then they should have probably thought this out a little more instead of just because if August 14 actually works for them, that means it was well thought out. If it doesn't work for them, that means that they didn't really think it out, and maybe that he does have COVID. And then what are the other fights surrounding the date have to do with as far as the impact, as far as revenue, right? So no matter which way you cut it, go ahead.
Jim Ward in the chat just said the Pac-Man Spence is on August 21st. So think about this for a minute, because August 14th is even a worse day, if you want my honest opinion. It's even a worse day than this weekend. I'll tell you, because if I'm going to have a choice between two pay-per-views, am I going to watch Kambosos versus Tio, or am I going to watch Pac-Man versus
Exactly. Spence? Now you're getting my point. That's exactly what I asked.
That's a no-brainer. I mean, that's a no-brainer, you know, on who I'm going to watch.
Exactly.
Way more
That's
star
what
power,
I'm trying to
and they're
say.
Gonna pack.
No.
Yeah, and my guess is they're gonna pack that undercard on the PBC that night to make people watch.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
That's where I was leaning towards. That's what I was leaning towards. So if Errol Spence and Pacquiao on the 21st, right? Then why the hell that's what I'm saying. So would you rather compete against Munguia and fucking Montiel versus Charlo? Right? Or would you rather compare against Manny Pacquiao Spence?
Yeah.
I would rather compare against
Pacquiao
both of those other
following.
Cards. Man, that's what I'm saying. So I don't understand why they went that route. If it was a supposedly a business strategy, but I did hear that it might be a business strategy. But then some people, again, that's why I have to say I can't say because I'm not a doctor. I wasn't there in the camp, so I can't say that he's lying about it. But if he did, right, lie about it, and it was business strategy, because that would be the only reason that you would lie about it, right? It's not like Teofimo's scared of Kambosos. It's not like he's scared of him. You know what I mean? It would be a business strategy as far as the money's concerned, right? So if it's the money part, then why would you do that and fuck up your money in August? That doesn't make any sense.
Right. It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. And, yeah, like Dwayne M. says, it's a terrible business strategy if it is his business strategy. He's got the biggest payday of his career on that night. You know what I mean? So it doesn't make any sense to not take it. Because the last thing you want to do, especially in a sport where anything can fall apart. We've talked to numerous fighters. And, you know, they'll give us the line of, hey, I'm on tap to fight this guy, but don't say anything, blah, blah, blah. We've all talked to fighters like that, you know. And those fights fall through because this is the kind of business it is. Nothing is really guaranteed. So the last thing you want to do is move a payday because you don't know, you know, you want the payday and it's signed and everything, but any crazy thing can happen, man. The rule of thumb here is get the fight in the ring. That's the rule.
Exactly.
Get the fight in the ring.
They want to get this fight out of the way as quickly as possible because it's a mandatory, and then they want to move on to bigger and better things. You just can't cancel a mandatory. The mandatories don't go away.
Not only that, this also screws up the plans, the pay-per-view plans the Top Rank had, because if Lomachenko wins against Nakatani, which we suspect that he probably will, it's a good fight, but we suspect Lomachenko probably wins that, sets up the Tio fight in October. That's what they want to do, the October pay-per-view there. Now they can't do that anymore because now he's going to fight in August. He's not going to be ready by October.
This is not a good – this doesn't help anybody out. It
doesn't help anybody.
Major key, in my opinion.
That's what I'm trying to get to.
You want to hear my opinion? Yeah.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
if you
want to
hear
our
opinion, I don't want to –
this doesn't help anybody out because you're absolutely right.
It doesn't help.
There's
it doesn't
no
help anybody
bottom
out.
Line to this.
And here's another thing, Major Key. You just can't – you just can't come out and say that you have COVID if you don't have it. That's not going to fly, bro.
No.
It's not.
Somebody's going to find out.
True.
Somebody's going to find out.
That's the other thing is, do you think all these people can keep a secret? All the people that have to know about this, you know what I mean? If I say, okay, I'm going to say I have COVID because I'm having weight – let's just say I'm having weight problems.
If somebody
else is going to know about this.
If he lied about this and the commission allowed him to lie about this, you know what happened to the commission? Because the commission has to test every athlete right now for COVID,
right?
Amongst other things, yeah. Right? And if they lie, it's like, no, I don't want to wish bad on anyone, but say someone had HIV and they covered that up and they allowed the fight to go on, that commission would be eviscerated. They'd be freaking sued.
They pulled Tommy Morrison off that
card. Because you're trusting the doctors.
The
you're trusting
heard.
The doctors.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Fight night. That they can, night they pulled
the
them
commission,
off.
The commission cannot lie about things like this. They would get destroyed.
Can you imagine if the Florida Commission lied about this?
They could
never
do that.
There would
never
be another fight in Florida.
They would never be able to put on a fight again.
No.
Never.
So no
this
way.
Is why when you make statements, you got to be careful.
Right.
Yeah. True.
Agreed.
True, man. Listen.
All right, before we move on,
when it comes down to it,
you
have to
move
right.
On
a doctor
quick.
Has to approve it.
Right. Exactly.
Go ahead.
And then what? The doctor's going to put his license. The doctor's going to put his license up.
Give it
to protect
quality.
Him.
Given quality is killing me. He goes, didn't Garcia just lie about mental
Stop
issues?
Stop.
Did he get, do you have any documentation that he was evaluated? Okay.
Let me give you two guesses, but you're only going to need one.
I mean, come on. Did he get medically evaluated? Is there documentation that says he has mental issues?
Stop it.
Stop. It's a false equivalency. You're grasping. I know you, I know your team. Your team Mayweather, right? I get it.
Before we get moving on, why don't you shout out your YouTube channel, your channel where you do the podcast and stuff like that, so we can all tune in.
Yeah, definitely, man. Major Key Boxing Major Key Boxing on YouTube or Major Key Boxing at Gmail if you want to get on. Also, Major Key Boxing on Facebook and Major Key Boxing Twitter. Major Key Boxing at YouTube. But I got to go anyway. It's my birthday, man. I'm about to go hang out with my kids. But I definitely had that question
great,
for you
man.
Guys because, again, it's one up in the air. It's not like we were inside there, right? And so I wasn't going left or right with it. I was literally asking a question because it's a question that needs to be asked because that's probably the question that everybody has in their head right now. Is it fake? Is it real? You know?
I called Eric up this afternoon and asked Eric the same exact question that you're asking us because I was trying to make sense of it. I was trying to make sense of it myself. I really was.
Yeah.
I was saying to myself, could that be possible? But then the more Eric talked to me about it and the more logic set in, I'm sitting there saying the commission could never let something like that fly. They can't.
There you go. Well,
that's
happy
true.
Birthday, my man. And everybody
you,
make sure to follow his YouTube and everything else like that and follow his Twitter and all that other good stuff, man. Well, thank you so much for calling, man. We appreciate it. That's awesome, man. Yeah, I mean, and like him, I mean, you know, sometimes you really got to think about it because, like, you get caught up in this because you're like, you know, but you always got to weigh the pros and cons of it. You know, there's literally no upside to lying about this. None.
I don't want to go too far off topic here and go down a rabbit hole, but again, it's like the glove gate thing. If the commission knew that Tyson Fury's gloves were fucked up and they allowed that fight to go on, do you realize the trouble they would be in? Do you realize what would happen to them? They would not be allowed
ridiculous.
To fucking put on another boxing event again.
Ridiculous.
I don't understand.
Wait, listen, man. What was it, Panama Lewis? You saw what happened to him and Louis Resto?
Yes.
You saw what happened to
again,
them?
The commissions cannot let things go that are illegal. Okay? They're not going to doctor people's medical records. You know, they can go to people will go to jail for that shit.
And they're going to, you know, a doctor's got to sign off on this and the doctor's going to lie about it? The doctor? Let me tell you what, I got two doctors in my family. Both my in-laws are doctors. They are as straight as you can possibly be. I mean, they, you know, it's one of those things. There would be no way. For as long as they went to school for their jobs and everything, to do what? To risk it for this?
Every time I ask my doctor a question, right, and I ask him if I could get a specific thing prescribed to me if I want to try something.
Yeah.
He makes me sign 10 fucking pieces of paper.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
I can't just get anything I want from this guy. He makes sure that everything is signed, and I'm educated on all the side effects and everything. They're not just going to, boom, here you go.
Right.
It's not going to happen.
Doesn't work.
Look what happened. Look what happened to that doctor that was giving Michael Jackson all those drugs. He's in jail right now because you can't do that shit.
You can't do it. You're going to get found out,
son. He was playing with fire. I don't know how the fuck he was. Why? how he was doing that and why he was doing that, but look where he's at now. He's in jail. He'll never practice medicine again.
Dwayne M. says, Glovegate is absurd, but Breland did spike Deontay's water. Let's move here on to the next one, the Wilder Fury presser, because we've been talking about touching on Glovegate and everything like that and conspiracy theories. I don't know how many I tell you what, man, I don't know how many excuses Wilder came up with. I mean, he came up with just a gaggle of excuses. From his costume was too heavy, you know, somebody spiked his water, Breland's a turncoat, blah, 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 Fury's gloves, he had egg weights in his gloves. I mean, just a bunch of just nonsense. Instead of just saying, hey, he was the better man that night, I'll come back stronger next time. Instead of saying that, you know, he chose to go the route he did, which was kind of bummed everybody out, I think. I mean, because people like Wilder. I like Wilder, you know? I still like Wilder. Wilder's a nice guy. I know he is. You know what I mean? We talked to him before. He's got, you know, he's real charismatic, real nice guy, man. He is. But that's why it kind of bothers you when he makes these excuses and stuff like that. So yesterday was the Fury-Wilder press conference, the first time they had seen each other, the only press conference of this fight. The fight will take place on July 24th. And it was odd, to say the least. Tyson Fury came in. Just with no shirt on, just with pants, you know, does this Tyson Fury thing, you know, flexing and everything like that. And,
he was ripped. He was shredded.
He was shredded. He looked like shredded wheat. You know what I'm saying? He looked like shredded bubble gum. You know what I mean?
Stop hating on the gypsy thing.
You know, that being said, Tyson Fury said he wants to go to three. He's trying to bulk up to 300 pounds for this fight. He said, because he wants to knock Wilder out. So what does Wilder do? Nothing. He made one statement saying that all the talking's done, he's ready to fight, blah, 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 just like a real short 10, 15-second statement, and he sat back down. He put headphones on. He couldn't hear anything going on. The I think it was Poncher or whatever that broad's name is, asked him a question, and you know, she asked him a question. And it, yeah, I'm not a big fan of hers either. I don't care. You know, she asked him a question, and he, you know, tapped him on the shoulder. His trainer, Malik Scott, was answering all the questions for him. You know, it was weak. It was really weak, man. Yeah, man, I don't know. I didn't like his body language. I didn't like Wilder's body language. I noticed him looking down several times. Yeah, that wasn't good, man.
Well, the problem with it, the whole thing is this. You made a lot of claims, and you said a lot of things about this man. Now you go face-to-face with this man. You have nothing to say to him, right? You faced, you know, this man faced his accuser, and his accuser did not come with that same energy that he came with on the Internet, right?
Yeah.
When he's being interviewed by 78. And I'm not like these other idiots out there, because I'm not going to talk shit to Deontay Wilder to his face, so I'm not going to talk shit about him on a camera or on a keyboard, all right? I'm not about that life. I'm not. I'm 52 years old. There's eighth graders right now that could knock me into next week. So I'm not talking shit. But the thing is this, all I can do is give my opinion on the optics.
Yeah.
It was a bad look. It was a bad look. Not only that, it was very disrespectful to the press, because I think, and even in other sports, you're obligated as an athlete to talk to the press, because if you don't, you get fined in other sports, right?
Yeah.
So you're putting on this event, and you're trying to promote this event, and you don't want to talk. And credit to Tyson Fury. He did a great job carrying that press conference himself.
Yeah, right? Well, I mean, but that's what he can do, you know. JC says, he asked me if I have a subscription to Malik Scott's OnlyFans.
Yeah. So I'm giving Deontay Wilder the benefit of the doubt that he'll be ready for the third fight. I'm still picking Fury to win, but I'm expecting a better version of Wilder than I saw in the second fight, because I do believe there were some issues. But again, that comes with the territory, right? You have issues, you signed to fight, you entered the ring, then you got to deal with those issues. So that's the thing. But not answering questions about – it gives me the impression, and it makes me say to myself and suspect that maybe he doesn't want to be asked questions about all these accusations he made, right? He was supposed to have – supposedly he had proof. He was going to show everyone that proof and bring that proof. What better place would there be to show that proof than at this press conference? But since he didn't have that proof, then he's remained quiet. I just thought it was disrespectful. I thought it was unprofessional. And you could see that Bob Arum was a little bit irritated by it. He was trying to pretend he wasn't, but he was.
Of course you are. Everybody should be. Everybody who's involved in the fight should be.
They're trying to sell tickets here, man.
We're trying to sell tickets here, and you're shutting up? You're clamming up?
I was cringing watching him sit there with his headphones bobbing, and, you know, like again, it just, you're a grown man, bro. This is your job. You're you talked at all your other press conferences, and all of a sudden you're not going to talk at this one? I don't know, man.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's the other thing, man, is like, you know, he had nothing to say, you know, wouldn't even talk to the girl when she asked him a question. Malik Scott was doing all the talking for him. Dude, was he your dad now? I mean, boy, you can't talk to him. Malik was getting destroyed by Tyson Fury.
Well, here's the thing. I think Malik Scott did a horrible job, too, because Fury was just destroying Malik Scott.
Yeah, I mean, that's not Malik Scott's game, though. You know what I mean? Malik Scott's there to train fighters. He's not – he doesn't have the gift of gab. I mean, that's Tyson Fury's gig, you know?
But here's the problem. So Tyson Fury goes, well, you know, how's this – I mean, you're talking for the guy. Like he goes, you can't even get the guy to talk at a press conference. You know what Malik Scott says? Yeah, I mean, I may not be able to get him to, you know, do what I need him to do here, but when we're in training, I can get him to do what I need him to do when we're training.
Right.
And then Fury goes like this to him. He goes, well, hey, listen, if you can't get him to do a simple task like talk at a press conference, then how's he going to – he's not going to listen to you. But he's not going to listen to you when you ask him to do that. Then how's he going to listen to you when you're training him?
Fury was killing Malik Scott.
He was killing him.
He said, like, he said, how about this? I broke both of your eardrums.
Well, but he goes, you're not even a great fighter. He goes, you know, and then he goes, yeah, he goes, I know you broke my eardrums. Fury didn't bring that up first. He volunteered that information. Malik Scott did.
Yeah.
He was the one that said it first. He basically confirmed and verify to me that he's basically a yes man.
And
that's my opinion.
I'll tell you this. All right. How many fights does Wilder have? 40-something?
Like 42-ish, 43 and 42-ish.
He's got 30-something odd knockouts or whatever, 39 knockouts or something crazy.
39 knockouts, yeah. Got more knockouts than most people got fights, but yeah.
Sure. And now he's going to turn into some masterful boxer? It ain't going to happen, son. You don't get to where he was fighting one simple style, just trying to land a shot. All right? You don't get to that point just trying to land a shot, and now you mix it up. He doesn't have that skill. We've seen him box. He cannot – he's one of the worst – he's one of the most flawed heavyweights we've ever seen. He's a very flawed fighter, no? Flawed, yeah.
I think I'm not going to say he's not flawed, but I think he gets a lot more discredit than he deserves. I don't think he's got a bad jab. I think he got to work on his footwork and stuff. I think he's got a really good jab when he wants to use it. I think his jab is very underrated, and I think he's quick. He's not bad at throwing feints. I just think his balance. I think it's the wide stance and how he leans in too much on that front foot. I think his biggest problem, in my opinion, is his footwork.
Right, that's the main part of boxing.
But when people say that he has zero boxing skills,
Listen, the guy won a bronze medal.
But he's
in the
flawed.
Olympics.
He's flawed.
You don't get there if
flawed.
You don't have talent.
No, he's flawed, but I think people go overboard with when they say how flawed he really is. People talk about him like he's trash. I don't think the guy's trash. But I'm not discrediting your opinion. I just think people blow it really way out of proportion when Teddy Atlas says the guy can't fight a lick or whatever. Come on, just because again, because someone doesn't do things the way you want to do them doesn't mean that they're bad at what they do.
Right.
He's got – my big problem with him is his footwork. I think his footwork is really, really hurts him the most.
Yeah.
That's his greatest weakness in my point of view, my opinion. But he does have – like when I watched him in the Stavern fight, I thought that that was a great jab that he displayed.
The first Stavern fight.
Correct.
Yes.
Got a great
he
jab.
Looked great. He looked
great.
He's
got a great jab. I love it. I think he's got a very, very underrated jab.
He looked good in the Stavern fight, but he's not fighting Stavern. Gibbs Quality for Life says, Wilder viewed all those media members as haters because they lied on him for over a year, trying to discredit him, blah, blah, blah. What did they lie about? He's the one that came up with this stuff, the egg weights, the gloves. I mean, what did they lie about? You know what I mean?
Why is Floyd even being brought up in this discussion?
Because he loves Floyd. He loves Floyd.
This is why it's not – I love Tyson.
Bay.
Tyson Fury right now is my favorite active fighter in the sport. But he tested positive for nandrolone. I don't believe that he got it from the boar meat like he said. See, I can like and respect somebody and not believe everything that comes out of their mouth. I'm going to always use objectivity when I'm evaluating a situation. You know, I love Sugar Ray Leonard. He's my favorite fighter of all time. But when he fought Donny Leon for two titles on the same night, and he made Donny Leon come down to 168, I thought that was – I really wasn't a big fan of that move.
Yeah.
I thought it was unfair to Donny Leon. Now, granted, he got $10 million for it, but I thought it was a cheap way to get a fifth title, in my opinion.
Right.
Which means nothing.
Right.
But I'm just – my opinion. And I love Sugar Ray Leonard. I love the guy. I idolize the guy, but I can be objective when I critique the man. Do I think it was cool what he did to Marvin Hagler when he brought him to that press conference in 1984 and everyone thought that they were going to introduce the big fight and then he just says, I'm retiring. That fight will never happen. I didn't think that was fair to Marvin Hagler. I thought that was a kind of a shitty thing to do to Marvin Hagler. And I can admit that, but I still love Ray Leonard. But I could see if you really admire somebody and you like somebody, then you should be able to criticize them. You know, like
right.
if you really care about somebody, like my brother, we can criticize each other because we have that bond, that respect.
Right.
That we know if we criticize each other, it's not like we're not gonna talk to each other for the rest of our lives. We're not gonna hold it against each other because we have a disagreement. You can disagree with somebody without disliking them. It's okay. You're not going to slight that person if you disagree with them. That's all.
Given Quality says, media lied, claimed he was depressed, never exercised rematch, had no chance to win arbitration. What's wrong with Bob Arum? I mean, Bob Arum said he didn't have a chance to win arbitration. Nobody else. That came from Bob Arum's mouth. Media lied, said he was depressed. Did you ever read he was depressed? I didn't read that. I don't know.
He came out and said that people were saying he was depressed because he wasn't talking. I mean, let's be honest about it. I'm sure no one's
don't
happy
think he was
when
depressed.
They
– I mean, the way he got knocked out, you know.
Not, you think he was happy after that fight? I'm sure he was strong enough to get over it, but I'm sure he didn't feel good initially. He wasn't happy about it. I'm sure he had some negative thoughts in his head. Yeah, but Coppinger's a fucking idiot. He gets no love on this show. You know that already, Given Quality.
Right.
You
and
think,
he said it was media.
I'm the last person that's going to defend the media. But again, not all the media disrespected him.
No.
Not all, you made a generalized statement like all the media.
Right.
A couple idiots like Coppinger said some stupid things. So you're gonna hold the whole media accountable for that?
Yeah.
I never said he was depressed.
Doesn't make sense.
I never said it.
Let me ask you, Beeb, under Malik Scott, do you see him improving at all as far as?
No.
I can't see him improving.
No.
I think when you have 40-some fights and you win all 40 the same way, I don't think that's –
No.
I don't know that he has – a couple things. Number one, I don't know that Malik Scott's the guy to train him. Okay, to make him do different things. If it's Manny Stewart, maybe. Manny Stewart could have done wonders with this guy because he's tall. That's Manny Stewart's guy. He's tall, lanky. Manny Stewart's guy all the way, okay? But he's not with Manny Stewart. He's not with Sugar Hill. He's not with any of the, you know, Manny Stewart's offspring. So, you know, I have a problem with thinking that after 40-some fights, he's going to be able to do something different. He's going to be able to change tactics, change styles, and do something different. He's going to go back to what he's always done.
That's true.
I mean, that's it.
There's a problem. The first thing you learn when you go into a boxing gym, or at least this is the first thing I learned, I wasn't allowed to hit a bag.
No.
I was told, get in front of that mirror and shadow box. You're not hitting anything. Get in that ring. I want to see you move counterclockwise. I want to see you move. First thing I learned was footwork. So
that's the whole foundation. That's where your power comes from. That's where everything comes from.
So here's the thing. Here's the thing. If the last thing you're learning is footwork at this point in your career, then you missed the boat already, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. Yeah, really. I mean, that's, you know, Tony Ayo asks, is Fury lying about the 300-pound tactic? Now, Fury says that he wants to blow up to 300 pounds because he's going to try to bulldoze Wilder and knock him out. is he lying about it? I don't know. I'll be honest with you. I have no idea. I really don't know, man. And that's kind of the genius of Tyson Fury, is you don't know what's real and what's not real. You have no idea. And that's the genius of him. You don't know what he's going to do. You don't know if he's going to show up. You don't know if he's going to show up on point. You don't know if he's going to come in. I got to think that he's going to come in shape. So if he's going to go up to 300 pounds, he's got to, you know, do it. I think he'll know what he's doing. I can't see him going up to 300 pounds, though. But, you know, Reese Mack said there was some jelly belly around Fury's waist. Listen,
no way.
Fury,
no way.
Fury's never really been he's kind of like Andy Ruiz. He's never really been a body beautiful. You know, he's always had something around the midsection. He's never looked like you're never going to get him and Evander Holyfield mixed up. You know, so.
Eric, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Did I or did I not say that Fury was not going to fight Joshua?
Of all the people that we've talked to, you were the only one who said it first. Two things. You called the TO over Loma, and you were telling everybody who would listen. And this one, too. You said that fight would not go off.
Did I also say that I believe that Wilder Fury 3 would probably happen?
Yes. Yeah, you were the only one who was saying that.
So why is this kid in the chat saying that I did not that I said that Wilder wasn't going to win the arbitration when I most certainly said that I feel he's going to win the arbitration? I don't understand.
Because they're not listening.
Like, it's on camera.
It's on video.
M-Stack
got it.
M-Stack came on my channel one day and he made great points. And he actually made me believe it. Even he reinforced it for me. He actually convinced me that the Wilder Fury 3 was going to happen. And this was about, I'd say, about five or six months ago. So for the last 4 months, I was adamant about Fury and Joshua was not going to happen. And I believed that the third fight was going to happen. So it's all on video. Like, you can't.
Yeah, I mean, it's all on video, yeah.
It's all on video. Like, the internet's forever. Everyone was on everyone in the chat who watched me every day, they called me a hater for it. I made several videos about it. So you can't sit there and say that. Like,
no.
You lose credibility. I hate using the word lie, but when you lie about me, you lose credibility because everybody knows what
camera.
I said.
Everything's
on camera, bro. I was getting made fun of for making like five videos a week about it, and people were making fun of me, calling me an idiot for making Pete get a life. You're a loser. So I mean, I can't deny that. But so I was making five videos a week about it. Now you're telling me that like who was that? Was that like freaking my clone? That wasn't me. I mean, this is why I can't take you serious anymore. I got to stop responding to you because you just lost all credibility with that statement.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, man. Tony Ayo says, he says that Fury has permanent love handles. He does. Again, you're never going to mistake him for Evander Holyfield, but he's fast and he can hit, and he can fight, man. He's a good fighter. Yeah, Nacho says Wilder's a chump for talking the way he did and coming out like a mime. Yeah, I agree. I agree. He didn't look good. Now, I think if you're a Wilder fan, I think if you're like a Wilder fan, you could say, well, you know, he was dialed in. He's done talking. You know, he's dialed in now. I guess he didn't look dialed in. I mean, he didn't look, you know, and then you could, you know, the two stared off for, what is it, 5 minutes and 40 seconds, almost 6 minutes. And then Wilder turned around. Wilder was the first one to leave that stare down also. You know, I mean,
What do they do? What's the first thing they do to you when you're getting an MRI? What do? They put a pair of headphones on and they make you listen to music. Why? So you don't get nervous about the MRI, right? Right.
You don't hear the banging sound and everything like that, you know.
No, when you, you know, what do they do when you're getting something like a procedure done? They try to block you from it. He was blocking himself off from what was going on around him.
Right.
And you could say, oh, he was dialed in, but nah, when you're dialed in, you don't need to be blocked off. You could just sit there with nothing and just block everything out yourself. He intentionally put those headphones on so he could be disattached from what was going on around him. He didn't want to be a part of what was going on around him, in my opinion. So that just tells me that he wanted to just escape from that moment in time. He wanted to escape from it and not be part of it.
He didn't want to embrace the moment.
He didn't want to confront.
Yeah.
He didn't want to confront anybody, and he did not want to be confronted.
Right.
In my opinion.
And that's big. I mean, that's big. That's a big no-no.
That's not a good look.
That's not good.
That's not a good look.
You know, you're sitting there, you know, you're sitting here ready to, you know, fight for the world title against the guy who knocked you out last time, and you got headphones on. You're not going to listen to anything. You're just going to say something and then zone back out.
Yeah, it doesn't.
That ain't good, man. That's not being dialed in. That's not, you know, he didn't do it too many favors.
I think it was a bad look, and I would venture to guess most people think it was a bad look.
Yeah. Reese Mack said he's either trying to have laser focus or he's whistling through the graveyard. But again, when you got the music on and everything, he's bopping his head up and down. He's kind of looking down. He's looking everywhere. Never really looked at Tyson Fury at all. Tyson Fury was up there, talking, and just, he wouldn't listen to him. He wouldn't, you know, I'm not so sure that he lasts in this fight. I think he might get knocked out.
I'm starting to have second thoughts myself after seeing what I say something else too? He looked very, very, very like thin. He looked like very light.
Well, it could be a strategy, maybe dropping some weight and, you know.
He's best at 220, in my opinion. Like 230 the other fight?
I think so, yeah. He was a little heavy.
He's best when he's about 220.
Yeah.
That's his best weight, in my opinion. I don't like to put a number on things, but he's not too big, not too small at 220. I don't like him at 212, 214. I just don't like him. He looked very light, lighter than normal to me.
And if Tyson, you know, and what's the best way? What's the best way to, you know, to fight a puncher, to fight a guy who's got devastating power? You know, you get inside.
Yeah.
And Tyson's a big guy. And if he's talking about putting on some more weight, he'll get right inside on him. Deontay cannot fight inside. And he's not going to learn how to fight inside in this camp. You cannot do that. It's not either you know, you've been trained. It's not something that you're going to do in one camp. This is an ongoing process. When you're like 3-0 or when you're in the amateurs, this is not – now is not the time to be restructuring your career and as far as like, you know, restructuring your training and everything like that.
Like
you box the way you box, man.
Like Ray Leonard, it was night and day, the two Duran fights, right?
Yes.
But here's what people have to understand about that situation. You've seen Ray Leonard box up to that point, and you've also seen him fight and finish guys.
Yes.
So you knew there was versatility there.
Right.
So you knew you could see one or the other. And he was able to focus in and bring the right version of himself in the rematch.
Right.
Wilder's only shown us one version.
One. That's
and there's
it.
There's no way in a couple months' time that you're going to be able to reinvent a whole new version of yourself. He's already a stubborn person as it is, right? He's just a stubborn person, just by
well, given the fact that he couldn't admit he lost, yeah, he's stubborn, you know.
He's stubborn. He's a stubborn person. And even Malik Scott said, yeah, you know, Deontay Wilder's stubborn sometimes, right? So he's stubborn. How are you going to reinvent a stubborn person? A person who's stubborn, who refuses and rejects change. How are you going to bring a make that guy be a different version of himself? How's that going to be possible?
You can't.
It's just not going to happen.
It's not possible. It's not going to be. And we're not basing this off of Wilder. We're basing this off of how many years we've watched boxing. And we've seen the same scenario over and over and over again. It just is what it is, man.
Customato, you know, famously said once, people who were born round do not die square.
That's it.
And it means all the sense in the world.
That's it.
It makes all the sense in the world.
You know, and I think Malik Scott's probably a good trainer. I mean, he's been in the ring. He's a good fighter, you know, been in some good fights. He knows how to fight. Really, I'm sure he's a great trainer. The problem is you don't have the best student in front of you, you know. And once he gets hit, he's got to be able to trust what you're telling him. And when he goes out there and gets hit, he's going to revert back to where he was. And that's just it's the long and short of it, man. That's just the way it goes.
No, I agree, bro.
I think this is Nachos, or no, 706.
Yeah,
706,
but guys, Wilder is not like a typical run-of-the-mill fighter. This is the guy who picked up boxing at 18 years of age, you know? So it's not out of the realm.
That's even worse for him.
He's a special fighter. I mean, what are we going to just sit here and bash here? I'm bashing him. I mean, if it was so easy, Fury wouldn't have ran from the trilogy.
Not bashing him. I'm not bashing him. I'm just simply.
Yeah, I mean, you guys are supposed to be American fans, and all you guys are doing is trashing him. Guys, shit, give him some fucking support. He's at least trying. What is he supposed to do? Come to the Lord of Household and learn from you guys? I mean, what the fuck? Do you know about boxing? Does Beeb know about boxing? How many fights have you guys been in? What the fuck, man? Like, you guys should be giving him credit. At least he's
more than you.
I have more fights than you.
Instead of bashing Wilder, you guys should be bashing
and I suck.
What?
I have six amateur fights and I suck. Guilty. I suck.
Exactly.
But I can still have an opinion. I was never president of the United States before, but I can still have an opinion on who I vote for.
Yeah,
and not to mention, we've seen this over and over with other people in the chat, Jason,
you don't have to discredit my opinion. You can disagree with me, and you don't have to discredit my opinion. You don't have to attack my opinion. You could just say, Beeb, I don't agree with you, and that's fine.
I'm not attacking.
I don't think he's
going to
do anything different. I don't think he's going to have a different version.
Beeb, you said he's a one-trick pony. Remember the Stavern fight?
That wasn't a one-trick pony.
He boxed for 12 rounds of that fight.
Never said that.
He boxed for...
What did I say earlier? Were you listening to what I said earlier? You didn't listen to what I said earlier, did you?
I told Eric,
everyone thinks that Wilder is trash as a boxer. I said he is flawed. He's very flawed, mm-hmm. but he has a very underrated jab.
I agree.
He has better boxing skills. I said he has better boxing skills than people give him credit for. My biggest problem with Wilder has been and is right now is his footwork. I just think he's got great footwork. That's all I'm saying.
If he applies himself like this Stavern fight, I'm sure he could do better than the second fight, and that's why he's one of the trilogy. I mean,
That's what I also said. I believe he'll do better than the second fight. I just don't think it'll be enough. That's just my opinion.
Why can't I have an opinion?
Yeah,
you don't have to hate
fine,
my opinion. Just say, Beep, I disagree.
You don't have to,
just disagree
have
with
to
me.
Block,
that's
you don't have to,
it.
Doesn't
matter.
You don't have
to
block me in the chat, Beep. Beep, unblock me from the chat. That was messed up, man. Why would you block me for
nope,
joking
you
around?
Made,
come on.
You made a bigoted statement.
What did you what, today?
No, I didn't.
No,
no,
I blocked
like last week, dude. I just
we
said Beep is MAGA and he blocked me. I called him MAGA and he blocked me.
He was calling people MAGNA in the chat. You can't. That's a bigoted statement. You
he was
can't
calling
make,
them what?
All right, I apologize.
MAGNA.
I apologize.
He's making fun
just,
of half. He's making fun of. He's making fun of it. He's making fun of half the country who voted
that is
Donald
so,
Trump.
Dude,
oh,
people
MAGA,
say
MAGA,
way worse
okay.
things. That is messed up, man. Because I got under your skin, you blocked me. That's
what
do
I always call you? You can. You can call me any name in the book. You can call me any name in the book, but you can't. I don't like big. I don't like the people are bigoted. I don't like. I don't like when people are bigoted.
Unblock me, man.
I don't like when people are bigoted.
Hey, what do you guys think about what do you guys think about Teofimo pulling out because of the lack of fucking ticket sales and shit? That guy was in the fucking bubble. He doesn't have any fucking COVID, okay? And people are almost everybody's vaccinated now. All this bullshit excuse. And I've been looking at the ticket sales.
Oh my god!
Like 1,000 tickets. They sold like 1,000 tickets in a 70,000
wow.
seat arena.
Jason,
hey,
Beeb. Jason just blew the cover off this whole thing. And, of course, you have proof of all this, right?
Yeah, of course I have proof of all this. How is he going to get COVID
silent?
In the fucking bubble? How is he going to get COVID in the bubble in Miami? Come on, guys.
I don't know that he was
like
in the bubble.
Wednesday. He wasn't. Why
Jason,
wasn't he in the bubble?
Jason.
Dude,
there is no bubble. Jason, how the fuck did I get COVID? I wore a mask everywhere. I was walking around with fucking covered from head to toe in saran wrap practically. I was socially distancing.
COVID?
How the fuck did I get COVID? How the fuck
did
I
get
COVID?
COVID? When? I don't know you
Come
got
on,
COVID.
I got it in November. Everybody knows I had COVID.
Damn, bro.
I was on the show
Glad
coughing half the time. Everyone knows I had COVID.
I was on vacation, man.
I did everything I was supposed to do.
Yeah, that's kind
of
messed
he pulled
up,
out because of
out.
Ticket sales, everything like that. Of course, I got
yeah,
no
dude,
proof of any of this.
Jason,
they sold like 1,000
Jason,
they sold 1,000 tickets in a 70,000 seat arena, dude. Come on.
Okay, but even putting it on August 14th is even a worse date because
right.
you're going to be competing.
Let me finish. I just think it's a bad location because Teofimo has no fan base. Like, where is his fan base? When he fought in New York, he sold like 1,500 tickets. When he fought in Vegas, he sold like what?
The whole event was a bad
tickets, like,
idea.
Right.
The whole event's a bad
yeah,
idea. No one's saying the whole event's
but if
not
you're
a bad
do,
idea.
If you're
going to
do it mandatory, put it in like a 5,000
seat
arena, you know? If you're going to put it mandatory, put it in a 5,000 seater, like a fucking Madison Square Garden theater or some shit.
I'm gonna have to screenshot my test results in the chat so people believe that I have COVID.
Beep, unblock me in the chat, bro. I apologize for shaming you for being MAGA. I apologize. Come on.
Say it. Say I will never be a bigot on this channel ever again.
I was not a bigot.
Say it.
Say it. You always say shit like that.
Say it.
Say I will never.
I will not be
a, to help you.
I will never be a political bigot. I will never be a political bigot.
No, I'm bigot. You can't make fun of Jewish. You can't make fun of Jewish people.
Say it.
Or you can't make fun of homosexual people in the chat.
What did I do that? I never did that, dude.
Listen,
stop lying now.
Those are the rules.
You call.
Don't take advantage of my. Don't take advantage of my
greedy. You call Bob. You called Bob. Tell me you never called Bob Arum a greedy J word.
No, I said greedy snake, not a J word. Greedy snake. It's a big difference.
You
unless
oh no! I've heard that word. That word just
unless
rolls
you're equating
off your
the two,
tongue,
that's on you.
Son.
Unless you're equating the
two,
that's on you.
The J word just
that's
rolls off your tongue, son. Don't even give me that. I've heard that come out of your mouth on more than one occasion.
Dude, I call myself whitey.
I'll unblock your phone number so you could text me. You could text me your YouTube channel and I'll unblock you.
Twain says I'll unblock Jason. I've already blocked all of his accounts, so I won't know the difference.
I'm gonna unblock you on the phone. And the first time you say MAGNA, you're getting blocked again. If you ever say MAGNA again, you're getting blocked again because you can't make fun of half the country who voted for somebody. Can't tell people who they can vote for. It's against the law.
7 million more. Seven or 10 million more people voted for Biden though.
They did.
Yeah, 10 million, dude.
They did.
That's messed up. Dude,
Biden won the election. Why are you still mad at Trump? Explain to me why you're still mad at Trump.
Hillary got like 3 million votes, dude. Come on. Give Hillary some credit, too. I like Hillary, man. Come on. Give her some credit, too. She got 3 million more votes.
Oh, my God. Why are you still mad at Trump, though? He lost the election.
It's over.
I'm not mad, man.
Explain
to
me why
you're
still
mad. I just want him to be in jail. I just want him to be in jail, and I want Bibi Netanyahu to be in jail. You know, they're both crooks and shit, so I just want him to be in jail so we can set an example of them. That's it. And we can move forward. So if a Democrat's a criminal like that, a Democrat will be in jail, too, if he's a crook like that. If Democrat brings his kids in there, puts his son-in-law in there, like they're making deals with the Saudis and shit, I'll want them being in jail, too. Like, fuck that. I don't like Hunter Biden, that fucking crackhead. I don't like Biden fucking giving his son, like, book deals and shit. Like, I don't like that kind of corruption, dude. I don't like that. That shit stinks to me, too. You know, the Biden fucking family, they're kind of shady, too. You know? So... I just wanted to set an example.
I've been trying to tell you that when you voted for him. I told you weren't getting much better from Biden.
I didn't vote for him. But he won Georgia. Can you believe that? That's fucking crazy. That's like first time in like 80 years, dude. Jesus Christ.
And what did I do? I gave you credit. You said he was going to win Georgia. And what did I say when you were right? I said you were right, Jason. Good call.
All you want to do is attack me, man.
I had COVID.
Did you unblock me?
You don't even care about me.
Didn't even care. How many phone calls did you bust off the beep, getting them, you know, wishing them well?
You never even asked me how I was doing.
I
tried to call beep the other day. No, you didn't answer my call. He was busy with Lois.
Yeah, you were busy with the beep. That's why you was calling him.
I just unblocked the phone.
All right, thanks. I'll text it to you. Eric, what do you think about Angelo Leo versus Almeida on the Charlo undercard? You know, like that fight? Angelo Leo versus Almeida? Angelo Leo versus Almeida. Dude, that's going to be a war. You don't know about that fight?
Yeah.
And Francisco Vargas?
Eric.
Come on, dude. The Charlo card.
Eric doesn't think the Wilder Fury 3 event is going to do well. I think it's going to do over a million pesos.
I think it might do the best because of the interest.
I think it's
going to
be
all that. Because
the card, this card is really good.
All heavyweight. All heavyweight.
100.
Yeah, all heavyweight.
1,000 max.
This is a very good card.
Dude. This will lose 600 easy. 600,
if he's Floyd Logan Paul?
No.
I think it
does. Dude, Floyd versus Logan Paul?
I think it does.
Floyd versus Logan Paul? Listen. Floyd versus Logan Paul had 10 million Google searches. Like, that's what the Google trend said. So, you know, that was like a next level kind of
thing. It was a big event.
It was a big event. There's no question about it. I was surprised. Only a million people, right around a million people watched it. So.
Yeah, but his fan base, they know how to think, you know? His young fan base.
I think a million pay-per-view buys on a Sunday, given the fact that everyone pirates everything now. Though, to me, that was pretty solid numbers. I'll give them that.
And it's it's million through cable providers. The website sold also, but they had to give a lot of refunds. But they sold a couple hundred thousand also. So you know, this is just the cable provider.
Nacho's got a question for you. He said, ask him why Charlo came out and said he's not ready for Canelo.
Ask Nacho.
That's your boy, Charlo.
Ask Charlo if he had a problem with Floyd versus Logan. Why he didn't have a problem with Canelo versus Yildirim and Canelo versus Chavez Jr. fights like that? Or Canelo versus Amir Khan. Ask him about that.
I didn't have a problem with Chavez Jr. at all. I didn't have a problem with him and Chavez Jr. at all.
That guy was a bum, dude. He didn't do anything. He just stood there for 12 rounds. But Logan Paul did better than fucking Chavez Jr. Come on.
You think you can beat Chavez Jr.?
Logan Paul will whoop fucking bum, Chavez Jr. I'll put money on that. Beep, will you put money on that too,
Stop
right?
It.
Logan beats Chavez Jr.?
No.
And Jake does too?
No.
I don't think so.
No. Not even a little bit, son.
I'll tell you one person he can beat.
Yeah.
Floyd Mayweather.
Floyd will train for Jake.
He's dominating your boy, son.
He's not overlooking Big Jake. He's not overlooking Big Jake. Jake is
dominated.
He'll train for him. What? Dude?
He dominated your
round.
Boy.
Logan won one round.
He dominated your boy. He's
Come
taking
on,
it
on,
down
what,
all
the
first over, boy.
Hey,
he won rounds one, two, six, seven,
hey,
eight.
What card are you guys looking forward to the most for this week? Which one? Which card? Come on. Be honest.
Anyway.
No.
What? Come on. It's
Charlo
Montiel.
Anyway, I mean, who's that guy he's fighting?
Dude,
Montiel
is coming off a KO win off Kirkland.
Come
on. Yeah, I don't know.
Don't try to justify this, Charlo. You're not going to try and justify this. You're not going to try and hype this. You're not going to try and hype this Charlo fight.
He knocked out Kirkland faster than Canelo did. That has to be, you know, we have to respect that. Come on. Let's be fair.
Oh, my God.
Chakal in the chat has spoken. He said, Chavez Jr. will destroy Logan Paul. Hey, listen, man,
dude,
I got a brother to call, man. He's on a hot streak, man.
Hey, Eric, people didn't respect Rosario before he beat J-Rock, you know, so we got to give Montiel credit. You never know what could happen. Charlo is not some, like, perfect fighter that he could get caught. Montiel is a big fucking puncher. So, and that they have three really good fights on the undercard, so don't miss that on Showtime. I'm telling you. Dude, look at the last two cards on Showtime.
He's promoting them.
Listen.
He's
over
there
Look at the last two cards on Showtime. Brandon Figueroa versus Nery. Those cards were stacked as fuck, dude. Come on. Look at his last two Showtime cards. Those are the best cards of the year. Just give, you know, have some faith in PBC. PBC has been giving us good content.
Do you know how to read a sexual card, Jason?
They got Charlo. They got Charlo Castano coming. They got Spence versus Manny coming. They got Wilder fucking 3-3 coming. PBC's running the game, dude. Come on. Be fair.
Jason, do you know how to read a sectional chart?
What's that?
He's over there posing by planes and stuff like that. Man, get out of here. Stop it.
Sexual chart?
What's the matter with you?
What is that?
I was going to ask you a question about it.
I'll Google it and we'll talk about it next.
He don't know. He don't know.
All right. Thanks, guys. Thanks for giving
All right,
me
Jason, we're
going to
get running, man. All right, man.
You know why he called in?
To get unblocked. I didn't know he was blocked.
I feel bad now. He must have been in tears for like the last 2 weeks. We're having a conversation. We had a great conversation, right? I was doing a video. Everyone in the chat, we're having great back and forth.
Yeah.
Then he starts spamming the chat with Magna. You can't fucking make fun of people who voted for someone just because you didn't vote for them. why do you get up? The guy lost. It's over. Why do you keep bringing the guy up? It's like aggravating. It's like irritating at this point.
And all the Trump people saying, you know, all the Trump people bringing his name back up, like just
he lost. It's over.
Done. Sign.
Done.
Let's move on. Let's talk about boxing or something more interesting than Trump.
Now he wants him to go to jail. Jail for what? Jesus.
All right, guys. Well, listen, man, I think that's going to do it for our Wednesday edition. Be sure to tune in Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern. And, again, if any news happens between now and then, big news. Got to be big news, according to my contract. Any big news happens before now and then, we'll be here to give it to you, all right? So –